The auditorium was almost full with students who clearly care about politics. In the running, Democrat Dan Gecker, Republican Glenn Sturtevant, Marlene Durfee, an independent, and Carl Loser, a libertarian.
These are people who determine all laws, determine how high all college tuition is, and things like that.
VCU sophomore Laura Bryant is registered and ready to vote. She knows what's at stake. Republicans have a 21-19 advantage in the state Senate, but Democrats can take control by gaining just one seat, thanks to the tiebreaker status of Democrat Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
Who wins this election can determine who has control of the Senate, which kind of predicts what might happen next year in 2016, how Virginia votes for the president.
But just outside in the student commons, it's a different story.
Do you know what's at stake this November in Virginia local elections?
I do not.
Do you know what local Virginians are voting for?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah, I am.
So do you know anything about the race or who you're going to vote for or anything like that?
No.
Do you think that's kind of the case for a lot of people your age?
Yeah. It's not that I don't think it's important. I honestly don't know. I just don't really think about it.
Voter apathy isn't restricted to millennials. According to a recent poll from Christopher Newport University, more than two-thirds of Virginia voters aren't even paying attention to this year's off-season elections. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.